This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Election litigation in the 2016 election season is up 23% over 2012. This follows a rapid increase of such litigation in the period after the disputed presidential election of 2000, when it more than doubled. Three refugee-supporting organizations, including Amnesty International, have started a legal challenge to Canada's designation of the United States as a safe country for asylum seekers under the pact, the Safe Third Country Agreement. In 2016, China's mobile payments hit $5.5 trillion, roughly 50 times the size of America's $112 billion market, according to consulting firm iResearch, as cash is increasingly replaced in urban Chinese markets. The NFL concussion settlement has also attracted lenders who have been offering retirees loans worth tens of thousands of dollars that would be paid back with payouts from the settlements. The loans, though, come with interest rates of 40% or higher that can completely consume any cash from the settlement. The CFPB and New York Attorney General have sued to stop some of these companies. The May 24th hacks orchestrated by the United Arab Emirates posted false claims on Qatari government websites that Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani had called Iran an Islamic power and praised Hamas, sparking a political and diplomatic uproar in the region, U.S. intelligence officials said. The attack came just days after President Trump completed a lengthy counterterrorism meeting with Persian Gulf leaders in neighboring Saudi Arabia. The National Flood Insurance Program, which must be reauthorized by the end of September, is nearly $25 billion in the red. Extreme cases are only a fraction of the NFIP's 5 million active policies, but they historically have accounted for about 30% of its claims, with some homes facing repeated flooding and claims. Pew Research Center found sharp disapproval of Trump and his economic and environmental policies around the globe. Across the 37 countries tested, more than 7 in 10 respondents disapproved of Trump's rejection of international agreements on trade and climate and of his proposal to build a wall on the border between the United States and Mexico. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.